This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Morning Conversation, a presentation of Concrete Builders Supply, a new program with the City of Roseburg and Community Development Director Stuart Cowley. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Hey, glad to be here, Kyle.
So, following action by the City Council on Monday night, you now have, why don't you explain what it is?
So, this is a business use of right-of-way permit application that the city developed, and really it's designed for businesses that are hurting from the effects of COVID-19 in our community. The city was looking to see how could we try to provide some relief to those types of businesses that are feeling the effects economically from COVID-19. And we looked around at different cities throughout the state as well as across the nation to see what are some simple things that we could do. And one was specifically to utilize designated parking spaces that would be in the right-of-way out in front of a business for individuals to be able to have seating for a restaurant or even some retail goods if they chose to do so. So the perfect example really would be a restaurant that may be limited in regards to the number of people that they can have inside their restaurant because of social distancing measures. This enables them to be able to kind of delineate this parking space, put up some barriers, and add some additional seating out there to have some more customers at their business.
We've seen it in different locations and in some cities right now where you've got a kind of intense area with a lot of restaurants. They've even closed entire streets in some cases. But under this model, you've got the parking space or two or however many you designate, and with summer, obviously, it's pretty workable.
Oh, most definitely. It'll be interesting to see, obviously, what businesses take advantage of the program. There's no fee that's involved with the application. It's designed to try to have a quick turnaround so that businesses can kind of get started, identify the parking spaces, make sure that there's barriers put in place for safety purposes, and away they go.
And with restaurants, the lower capacity has been a challenge for some folks in terms of staffing and trying to, you know, deal with layout. So here, you can have a small place and have more of it outside.
Most definitely. You know, this isn't kind of a new concept. The idea of a parklet has been something that has been presented to City Council in the past. And that concept of a parklet kind of has decking that would go across. This obviously is not a parklet model, but the idea of outdoor seating for especially restaurants is one that a lot of people are interested in.
So as you began to work on it, I imagine you've already talked to some business folks before the council action.
Definitely talked with some individuals downtown, worked with our Downtown Roseburg Association and the Blue Zones Project, who were both very supportive of it. And really, this was a quick way that the city could provide some economic relief for those that are feeling the effects of COVID-19 by trying to provide some additional space for them as they have to implement social distancing measures.
So how soon do you anticipate that we're going to see some folks utilizing this option?
Well, City Council approved this Monday night, and so it's active now. Had a few phone calls from individuals just yesterday who are interested. The application does require you to put a site plan together to show this is where I want to place this, identify the barriers, notify the neighboring property owners on both sides of the business, and fill out a simple right-of-way permit application form. The Public Works Department will be the department that will actually be administering this application and permit. So those that are interested are welcome to contact the city, specifically the Public Works Department, and they'll get you rolling with an application.
So what kinds of things would you have to put up just to have the safety factor from traffic?
So it requires at least a minimum of a 3-foot barrier. We've seen individuals put up planter boxes that are kind of raised planter boxes that do that, concrete barriers, even some areas where they just simply rope off the area but put on in some planter boxes on the kind of on four sides in order to be able to say, hey, this is kind of that space.
So I think probably people first envision this right downtown, but what are some of the other parts of the city this could be in?
Yeah, downtown is obviously a key area, but it's citywide. So, of course, there has to be a designated parking space in the right-of-way in front of your business. And those aren't, you know, all over, but there are certain places. It's not designed to go on, you know, any of our major roads or arterial roads for safety purposes, obviously. So I think the key areas will be downtown. But if one had a space, you know, in another part of the city that might qualify, they certainly could take advantage of it.
So how detailed does somebody's plan have to be? What do they have to walk in with?
Yeah, it needs to at least be drawn to scale, but it's certainly something that they can put together. It identifies the space where it's at in conjunction with the front of their business, identifying that it is located in front of the business, where they're going to plan to put the tables down, what that barrier will consist of. Are there any manholes, fire hydrants? Is ADA accessible spots still open as a part of this? So those things are things that need to be included. But that's basically the gist of what one would need to do in conjunction with the rest of the application.
So they're going to have some expense there, but for instance, tables under a restaurant thought, you are not using as many tables inside right now, so you can just bring some of them outside.
Yeah, I think restaurant owners, obviously, or any retail business, they can kind of invest as much as they want into this. You know, some could put some planter boxes out there that might cost a little bit, while others say, hey, we may just kind of rope this area off and meet the safety measures that Public Works requires, and just a couple tables and chairs, and they could go at it.
So what about for restaurants, what about the alcohol aspect?
Certainly, OLCC has specific requirements in regards to serving alcohol in that area. If they are planning to serve alcohol, in addition to the application, they have to show us their OLCC license that says they can go ahead and serve beyond just their restaurant itself, and could do that out in that parking space.
Business use of right-of-way permit applications. You've got a link on the city website, right?
We do, yes. Yeah. So if you go to the city's homepage, there's a link actually under COVID-19. And this application is there as this was really designed to provide relief as a result of the coronavirus.
And how long, how many months forward can they occupy this area outside?
October 30th is the time frame. So if one were to receive approval, for example, tomorrow, they could go ahead and have that till October 30th. And we'll see, you know, things may spiral outside of this depending on how it works, and it may continue longer, or there may be some similar program next year.
And of course, by the time you get to the end of October, even if it was something that was still desired, then you get the weather factor that comes into play.
Yeah, most definitely. And that's why we designed it around October 30th to say, okay, hey, weather's starting to get colder. Most people aren't going to want to be sitting outside anyhow.
All right. Well, a new opportunity there. It'll be interesting to see how it all shapes out.
Yeah, we're excited about it and hoping that businesses take advantage of it.
All right. Stuart Cowie is Community Development Director for the City of Roseburg. Thanks for coming in this morning.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
840 at News Radio 1240 KQEN. Attention.